I have quite a few scriptures tonight, and I would like to start with John chapter 10. I think it is John chapter 10. Yes, John 10, verse 27, 28, and 29. It is on the page 1283 in my Bible. So it is John 10, 27 to 29. It says here, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them life eternal." And I'm going to read another scripture. That's from Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, on the page 1491. 1491. That's Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. "Behold, I stand at the door and knocking. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come unto him and sup with him, and he with me." I was going to say again amen, but I'm not going to say amen because I'm going to read more many other scriptures. But from the beginning, I wanted to read these scriptures together, because I wanted to emphasize something very, very interesting. We heard so many times, so many scriptures, so many preaching, so many people speaking about what is written here in the scripture. And last Lord's Day, we had a very wonderful scripture from God through Adrian. And God touched my heart, and I was thinking, what if I would speak about one very interesting subject? Where are you, or are you saved? Are you safe? In the place that you are we safe? Because, you see, safe, the word safe, it become a very common word these days. We need to wash our hands 20 seconds, I was going to say 20 minutes, 20 seconds, in certain way that many people, they said they didn't know that we need to wash our hands in such a way. We need to wear the mask when we are in public. We need to keep a social distance. Why? To be safe. That's to be safe. And you want to be safe. I want to be safe. We want to be safe. Everyone wants to be safe. But I'm asking you now, are you safe? Where is the most safe place in the world? Where is the most safe place? You might go somewhere, you know, isolating yourself, because you think it is much safe to be isolated, to stay 14 days or how many days you want to be, making online shopping, you know, but you are still not safe because somebody bring the boxes to you and you are touching the boxes. How safe are you? How safe we are? We are touching things that another people, they might be contaminated with many. Well, we are contaminated with sin. And that's the most horrible illness. How safe are you? How safe am I? Yes? And here, in John chapter 10, Lord Jesus Christ wants to bring us and tell us the most safe place in the world, and not only in the world, but beyond the world. It says here in verse 27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them." How wonderful. I'm not going into this. This is maybe for another preaching, another subject. My sheep knows my voice, and I know them. Hear my voice, yes? I know them, and they follow me, and I give them life eternal. My dear friend, I know you got many sometimes, maybe you got some phone from insurance company. I got that many times, many phones, and they asked me, Mr. Daniel, you know, I'm from such and such of insurance company. I want to speak about insurance with you. And I told him, yes, I have a very wonderful insurance. And he asked me what company it is. I said, well, it is Heavenly Company. I never heard about that. Well, let me tell you now then. And when I start to tell him about Heavenly Company, he said, are you a Christian? I said, yes, I am. And some of them, they just hung up. Some of them, they were very nice. And they said, I would like to know a little bit more about that. Or some, I think I had two people over there. They said, I would like to have the same insurance like you have, Mr. Daniel. I said, well, do what I did, what I've done, and you'll have the same insurance like I have. And I told them what they need to do. Lord Jesus Christ comes here and tells me and tells you that you are His sheep and you hear His voice and He knows you. He knows you by your name. It is written in the Bible. I know you by your name and I call you by your name. He knows exactly your name. And then He said, and He add. And it is adding. It is not just we know each other. It is not just a fellowship, a relation that we have. It is something else. And I'm adding this. Lord Jesus Christ tells me and tells you this evening, I give them life eternal. That's the most safe place in this world and after this life. Life, and not just this life that people are looking for. I'm looking to live quite long. I don't know how long. You are looking to live quite long and quite nice. But are you safe for eternity? Is your eternal life in a safe place? That's the most important thing. Because you see, my dear friend, there were so many billions of people on this earth. Even Solomon, the most wise and rich man on this earth. David, he died. Solomon died. Kings and warriors and so many people, nice and beautiful and so on. They died. This life, it is for a period of time. But you need to have your life eternal in a safe place. That's on Lord Jesus Christ. Why is this life eternal? Why Lord Jesus Christ can assure you and me that this place, it is the most assured place, the most safe place that you can have? It says, the next passage, it says, they shall never perish. It is not that He is promising to you that He is giving you life eternal, but it comes again to underline what He said, and you'll never perish. This means that you will live forever with Him. Is that assured? Is that a safe place? Do you find more safe place? For a period of time, I was working as a health and safety in one of the sites, and I know a little bit of about this law of health and safety, and I know how hard it is to deal with health and safety on sites. It's not that easy to keep safe. It's not that easy. Sometimes you need to struggle. Well, I can tell you with Lord Jesus Christ is much easier. And you know why? Because He done all. You'll just be the receiver. You'll just accept what He has done. He went on the cross. He stretched His hand. He died for you and for me. His blood poured down for the atonement of your sins and my sins. And because you believe on Him, last night we had a wonderful
wonderful Bible study online,
and people ask me about being born again. And it is so nice. And in John chapter 1, verse 12, he says, "Whom that receive Lord Jesus Christ, he is born of God." You just receive him, so I'm just a receiver. I don't give anything to him. No! I'm not going to give him my sins. No, he will take them away. He will wipe them away. He will clean you of all your mistakes and wrong things that you have done in your life. It's not your business, it's his business. It is his work in your life and in my life. It is the most safe place that you can go. It says, further on, the thing that it shows the most safe place, and no one shall seize them out of my hand. No one shall seize them out of my hand. Well, I think I'll find quickly in Isaiah, I just read today, because I was thinking to read this evening here. Isaiah chapter 49, it is a very wonderful, nice scripture. Verse 16. Isaiah 49, on my Bible it is on the page 889. Very easy to find. 889. I don't have enough time to read verse 15, but I'll be reading just 16. "Lo, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands." You know what that means, yes? He was written your name on his palm. And how he done that? When they pierced his hands on that cross, your name went in his hand. Your name went in his hand. No one can pluck out of his hand from there. You know why? Because it is the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. And the devil cannot catch you, take you out from there. No one can pluck you out of his hand. And to come with a double insurance, like Lord Jesus is doing many times, He's backing up, like we might say. He said, Father one, and he said, "My Father who has given them to me is greater than all." Notice he didn't say he's greater than me. He said he's greater than all. And why? "And no one can seize them out of the hand of my Father." Now just imagine that it is the most powerful person that we might know, who can go against the strongest, powerful person? The one. That's the most safe place that you can go. I've been in one country. Well, I've been in Switzerland, and they show me a room. It is atomic room, you know. They build the states. Force them, every house has to have atomic room. When you build a house in Switzerland, you have to put that in on the plan. Because they said big wall, yeah, with only cement, only concrete, and fans and things like that, and they show me lots of shelf with lots of food over there, you know, to have just in case of atomic war, they can go there with a big, huge, heavy door. They just lock that door and they can stay there for 3 months and live over there. And then I ask them, and then? After 3 months? Well, maybe in 3 months the war will be finished. Not the Second World War was finished in 3 months. So even the atomic rooms with all the food that I gather in is not that safe. It is, yeah. We can say it is for a period of time. But where are you going to put your life? In that atomic room? Or in the most powerful place, which is Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus Christ said, "My Father who has given them to me," it is speaking about the sheep, "is greater than all." So nobody can conquer him, nobody can put him down, nobody can go against him. And he says, "And no one can seize out of the hand of my Father. I and the Father are one." That's why he said, we are the same. Because he is of God. He is God. Lord Jesus Christ is the most stronger person that you can go and assure your life eternal. And it is not just, well, I'm coming back to this one. In Romans chapter 10, verse 9, on the page 1361, Romans 10, chapter 9, it says, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus as Lord, and shalt believe in thine heart as God has risen him from among the dead, thou shalt be saved." Thou shalt be saved. This means that if you receive Lord Jesus Christ now in your heart as your own Savior, you will be hidden within His hand. And you will be hidden in God's hand. And you will have the promise that Lord Jesus Christ said here in John 10. You will have life eternal and you will never perish. But he didn't promise only the life eternal and that you are not going to perish. He promised something else. The thing that I just read here in John chapter 14, Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him." He's not just coming to visit you for a while, maybe for a few hours, maybe for longer term, and then he will say bye-bye. This is all. We enjoy our time, we have fun, we have wonderful time, so now bye-bye. No, he wants to stay with you. I think this is the meaning, yeah? He says, make our abode with him. So he's coming to live with you as Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ told in Revelation chapter 3 verse 20, when he says, "Behold, I stand at the door and I'm knocking. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him and he with me." He wants to come to your life. He wants to be your friend. He wants to be your savior. But he also wants to assure you that you have eternal life. How safe are you? How safe are you in this world? Many people are afraid. Many people, maybe media and many other things, we can see so many afraid people. Frightened people. But no, don't be afraid. It doesn't matter what it will be happened with this body. The idea it is, do you have your soul saved? Lord Jesus Christ died for you and for me. And he paid for your penalty and for your sins and for my penalty and for my sins. He paid in my place. I should be on that cross. We should be on that cross. But he went on that cross because he loved you so much that he laid his life for you and for me. And now he was paying for our penalty. He died in our place. And now he wants to give you eternal life. But you need to open the door. May God help you to open the door to Lord Jesus Christ and receive eternal life. And you will never perish. Isn't that you want? To live forever?
Isn't that the desire of your heart to live forever? Well, this is the most safe place that you can come and have eternal life. May God help us to respond for Him, for His name's sake. Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing together hymn number 420. Glory, glory, praise and adoration. Hear the Athens swelling out through all eternity. If you come to Lord Jesus Christ tonight, if you give your life to Him, you are going to hear the Athens, the glory through eternity. May God move your heart tonight.